این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. I now take this opportunity to advise oppressed and noble nations, including our people, to stay firmly on this divine straight path that leads neither to the atheistic East nor the oppressive West, but to the path that Almighty Allah has decreed for us. I further achieve not to neglect in thanksgiving for this blessing even for a single moment. They should not let the polluted hands of superpowers and their agents, whether domestic or foreign, affect your intentions and determination. They should know that the more the world mass media use harsh words and the more the Western and Eastern satanic powers oppress the people of the world is a proof of their divine power, and Almighty Allah will remunerate them for their acts here and in the hereafter. Truly, He is the benefactor of all blessings, and in His hand lies the dominion over all things.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear sisters and brothers from all over the world, this is Sister Musavi, and today I have the privilege of being your host. Well, in this program, we elaborate, contemplate the precious and noble sentences and speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. For today's topic, we are going to talk about his sentence about the status of mothers. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that, "May the mercy of God be upon the mothers who send their brave youth to defend the truth and take pride in their martyrdom." Well, you know that the way a mother of a martyr trains him or her is very different and special, because the result is in fact special. When somebody gives his or her life for the sake of Allah, you know, it's quite precious. It requires lots of effort, lots of training lies behind such a decision to go and fight for truth.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
One of the aspects of Iran's imposed war, which surprised the whole world, was their patience and acceptance of loss by these wives and mothers of the martyrs. There were women who even lost 4 or 5 of their beloved sons or husbands in the war, but still they stayed calm and strong, and they never complained to God. The main motivation of these mothers and wives is the belief in God's promise that those who have been killed for the cause of Allah are not dead. They are alive, receiving provision from their Lord. We can say that such a strong belief in God made these women so strong and fighting for truth, even at the cost of their loved sons. This is all we got for today's episode. And for the ending, let's recite this sentence of Imam once more. May the mercy of Allah be upon the mothers who send their brave youth to defend the truth and take pride in their martyrdom. Thank you for listening. I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa